Gossipnista here, your one and only source into the real lives of New Yorkers and what it's like to live in New York City. So is it all glitz and glamour? Where do you start? What should you know? And who am I? I'll tell you everything you need to know, and you'll thank me for it. XOXO, Gossipnista. Hey everyone, welcome to the Gossipnista podcast. I'm your host, Mariana Monks. On today's episode, Em Roberts joins me. Em is a style and beauty blogger who started her career in New York City with a blog called The Lipstick Fever. She's been called one of the top 25 micro-influencers by Huffington Post. And fast forward a couple years later, little did Em know that she'd also find love in the city and that it would take her across a whole new continent to restart her life, a family, and her new project called The Big Move Podcast. Today on the show, we'll hear about Em's NYC story, talk more about her big move from New York City to London. We'll also hear about her fascinating podcast and, of course, get some tips for anyone who has ever wanted to make the leap across the pond to Europe. Without further ado, here is my interview with Em Roberts. Hey, Em, I'm so happy to have you on the podcast, to be speaking to you from across the pond in London and talking all things New York and London, of course. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure, and I'm happy to be talking what we're talking about. And the first question that I kind of like to start with everyone is, are you originally from New York?
I am not. I'm actually originally from a small town called Narragansett in Rhode Island. So it's a small beach town in southern Rhode Island.
Oh, wow. Okay. So Rhode Island, and that's about, let's say, would you say like 2 to 3 hours from New York? So not too far in the East Coast.
Exactly. Still on the East Coast. So it's a good 3-4 hour drive, 3 hour train ride from New York. So I used to take the train from New York Penn Station, good old Penn Station.
Oh my gosh. So you literally took the train from Rhode Island into New York. Like that was something you do here and there.
Yeah, absolutely. Like just going back and visiting family and stuff like that. So I'll never forget that train ride. It's like, I think it's like 3 hours and 10 minutes or something like that.
Wow. I'm going to have to take it then sometime and visit Rhode Island, but I love knowing that. So thank you for sharing that, Em. And then so what neighborhood, when you decided to move to New York, did you land upon?
So I lived on the Upper East Side. So I moved in with a couple girlfriends from college. I chose the Upper East Side because just through talking to people, I had heard rent was a little bit cheaper uptown with a little more space. So that's where I initially lived for – I think it was about a year, and then I moved downtown to the Chelsea area to move in just with another friend. That's what prompted that move. So then I spent most of my time in Chelsea, 20th and 7th Avenue.
Oh, wow. Okay. So I love it. Upper East Side originally, that's where I'm at right now. And I too am looking for the downtown area and lifestyle as well. So I'd love to know you moved to Chelsea. Overall, how long were you in New York City, would you say?
So I was in New York for about 6.5 years, long time, looking back.
That's a great amount. I mean, some may consider you're a New Yorker at that point. So, I mean, that's a good amount of time. So what was your overall experience in New York during that time?
Yeah, my overall experience was, I mean, it was awesome. Those are some of the best, just most fun years of my life. Mm-hmm. I feel like New York City in your 20s is where it's at. Mm-hmm. And I get a lot of just questions from living in London the past 4 years. You know, everyone loves New York. It's, you know, so iconic to them. And it truly is. But what I would say is, you know, New York is so fun in like those single years. And, you know, I dated and I was single in New York for a while. And then that's where I met my partner and my now husband. Oh. So I worked hard. I started my blog and my Instagram there. So I was kind of like doing it all when I was living in New York. So a lot of awesome memories and met some of the best people. So
you kind of summed up a lot of great things there, touched upon some great points with regards to it. You know, it's great when you're like just out of school, kind of coming to New York, really, really hitting the ground running and doing so much as you were doing. I mean, it's great at any point, but I find that to be like such a a defining moment for a lot of people, you know, to kind of just come and do that in New York City. And I love that you said you met your partner here, which, you know, I would like to kind of know a little bit about that, and we'll touch upon it a little bit later. But so overall, like, what would you say you ended up loving and disliking about New York City?
That's a good question. Oddly enough, I kind of feel like what I loved the most and maybe disliked the most were almost like one in the same. I think it's kind of all about your perspective. You know, on the one hand, I love the buzz and the excitement of New York City. That's what drew me to the city in the first place. And it will always be that to me. Mm. But I think at the same time, and on the other hand, like, it's very hard to switch off in New York. It feels next to impossible. So while those were some of the best years, it was also like a manic and honestly feels a bit like a blur. I just remember, you know, hustling really hard, working, you know, my 9 to 5, leaving my 9 to 5 and either going out for drinks or a work dinner or a blogging event, getting home late, doing it all again, you know, 5 days a week. And then the weekends were jam packed because, you know, I was young, I was going out, I was meeting people. So, you know, it was so fast paced, but I definitely had my moments of, you know, feeling overwhelmed, feeling exhausted, you know, high anxiety, and just kind of never really being able to take a moment and just slow down a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was perfectly said. And you're kind of talking about a once upon a time New York, right? Where you kind of did get to do all these things and go to the 9 to 5, and it was just rooftops, bars, events, and so forth. Like, that's something, given all that's happened, hasn't really been something that people have, you know, the advantage to be able to do so right now. But love that was the case. And with that kind of in mind, have you been to New York since, you know, I'm sure not since 2020?
No, I haven't. I really haven't. I've been in London, and I've been back home to, you know, Rhode Island area and Illinois and the Chicago area where my husband is from. But no, I haven't made a trip back. And, you know, especially when I first came over to London, I would take almost a quarterly trip back, both home to Rhode Island, but also to New York and spend time there and, you know, maybe work on some work projects, set up meetings, and my husband would be there for work. So I spent many years too, just going back, you know, like I said, kind of once a quarter and visiting, but I haven't during this pandemic period.
But I'm sure you probably heard from connections and friends that you've had here with regards to the pandemic. Like, what has people's overall feel been from your perspective?
You know, I don't know exactly. Obviously, I've definitely had a lot of friends who have moved out of New York City, and I get why. You know, more space, feeling just claustrophobic, and, you know, spending time back home with family too. So I know a lot of people have left the city, and I've seen, you know, the posts on social and, you know, from the New Yorker and some of the different write-ups and that jazz. But I don't know. I feel like the city will absolutely bounce back. You know, I think at the end of the day, like, every city, including London and every major city in every area, has taken a hit during this time. So I have no doubt it'll bounce back. And I'm sure it already is. I mean, you're still based there. How are you feeling about it?
Yeah, no, of course. So it's definitely not the New York that it once was, like you just described earlier, right? Just that hustle and bustle of it. It's a lot slower. The streets are a little emptier, and, you know, people, it's more remote. People are working from home, so you're not getting really that socializing aspect and so forth. So it's not 100% there yet. No, I would say it's more like about 25% of what New York used to be before. But really eager for what the rest of the year has for us and seeing it come back.
Yeah, absolutely. A return to normalcy is very needed, I think just about everywhere.
Yep, exactly, for everyone. And then, so given that, you know, you did live a good amount here in New York, almost like about 7 years, would you have considered yourself a New Yorker? And then what's your perspective with regards to that? Like, who can call themselves a New Yorker or and so forth?
I love that. I think, you know, someone who loves that fast pace and really thrives off that fast pace, I don't think you can live in that city for any length of time without that, and just really appreciating the grit of the city. I feel like you kind of become one with New York. Like, you know, you're kind of a local. You have your corner bodega, at least I did. You have your, you know, go-to coffee shop, laundromat, you know, kind of all of the things. And so, and honestly, might sound silly, but someone who walks really fast. So, you know, I haven't been living there for 4 years, but even just with other friends and like family members, when we're just like walking down the street, they're like, "Em, will you slow down? Just slow down." I feel like it's made its mark on me in that way. Like I still very much feel like, you know, I'm running around fast.
Oh my gosh. So were you a fast walker prior to New York, and did it evolve in New York? Curious.
I feel like it kind of evolved in that way, just like through like being in that city for that length of time, just six and a half years. It was always go, 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 go. So
yeah, 100%. And then so my husband and I, just being here a short amount of time, over a year, and we're walking like crazy and running over people now at this point too. And we're like, why is it that people are always in a hurry here in New York? Like it's, we're in a pandemic, you know, there's no need to kind of rush anywhere. But I think it's like a factor of a lot of things, just wanting to get out of the cold, wanting to get to your destination, just wanting, you know, just to get where you're going, which is so crazy. But yeah, I love that you kind of noted that. And so with regards to you being someone who moved here, what advice would you give to someone who's new to New York City?
I think a couple things. I think a practical thing, and I know this was something I was really intimidated by before moving to the city, was the price of rent and the price of living in New York. You know, it can be a little bit intimidating. So I would just say keep an open mind there. If you can't afford to live in New York City, in Manhattan, that's okay. There are so many other amazing options: Brooklyn, Long Island City, Hoboken. I lived in the city for, I guess it was 5 years. And then my last year of living in the New York area, I moved out to Williamsburg. I really wanted to live on my own without roommates. That was just something that I wanted to do for me before I moved in with my partner. So looking at studios and one bedrooms in New York City, I was like, nope, moving to Williamsburg. And I was just able to financially support myself and live there. And I loved my neighborhood, and it was such an awesome experience. So that would be just a practical tip. And then I think the other piece of advice I would give, and it's going to sound really cliche, but you really just have to go for it. You'll figure it out as you go along. You know, I did make sure that I had a job before I moved to New York. So I was working at a startup, and I worked for a few different startups, and not all of them survived. So there were a couple points where I was laid off and I was out of a job. And those moments were so scary, especially as like a 20-something year old. You're like, how am I going to pay my rent? Like, am I going to have to move home? But try not to let the fear creep in. You will figure it out and you will find something. You know, I always found another job or another opportunity, and you know, I figured it out. It might have taken a little while, but you know, you kind of, you work it out as you go along.
I love that advice. That is so inspiring and so true. There's always an opportunity in New York, and I can vouch for that. There's still so much opportunity here in New York. So great advice there, Em. And lastly, you know, I want to start asking this question. If you were asked what New York is, how New York makes you feel, how would you sum that all up into a quote?
I love it. So I had to go with a Sex and the City quote, obviously. So that's another reason I love New York. Just like that, it can go from bad to cute.
Okay. I did want to share some information with aspiring podcasters and current podcasters. Tandem, it's a new podcasting hosting platform built by podcasters for podcasters, and I'm absolutely loving it. They offer hosting, advanced analytics, editing services, and a new way to connect to your fellow podcasting community. Now, Tandem knows that podcasters are the connectors, and we want to start conversations. Their real-time member chat lets you tell your friends you loved their latest episode, or you can even invite a fellow host onto your show. I think we all know hosts make the best guests, but for all you veteran podcasters, Tandem can seamlessly transfer your show and carry over your subscribers and downloaded analytics to their platform. So visit TandemPodcasting.com today to learn more. Again, that's TandemPodcasting.com. wanting to kind of now dive more so into your background with regards to the amazing podcast you've created and the big move that I think we've been mentioning here that you made. You essentially went from New York, well, from Rhode Island to New York to London, which is a huge, you know, move across a whole new continent. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about your move. Let's talk about the podcast that was inspired by your move and tell us just to start with your background and what you do for a living or what you went to school for.
Yeah, I love it. So I majored in marketing. I was in the business school at UMass. And from there, as I mentioned, I lived in Boston for a short period of time and then moved to New York. So I moved to New York, I guess it was 2013, 2012. And I worked in ad tech. So I worked for a few different startups across search, mobile, and then social media, just digital media space. So I was working and doing that for most of my time in New York. And then at the same time, I always loved styling and beauty and all things lifestyle. So I started my blog and my Instagram really as like a side hustle, just like fun side hobby. Let's just see what happens. And kind of came at the time where blogs were still fairly new, but Instagram was growing rapidly. So I started growing a following and soon after started working with brands and incorporating them into content and realized that this thing, influencer marketing, was, you know, something that I could maybe build as a business. So I started working with brands, I guess, like a year-ish into starting my Instagram and my blog. And then I was just doing both full-time in New York. And, you know, I would be working my full-time job and I would leave and go to a blog event or, you know, a dinner or something like that to network with other creators. And that's really kind of the background there. And now I'm currently, currently in London. I moved here for my husband's job. So he is also American. He's from the Chicago area. We moved over here together. So at that point, I quit my job in ad tech, which I was very ready to do. I was really craving to either switch gears a little bit or potentially pursue my blog and my Instagram as a full-time job. So that's what I did. And I've been doing that over here in London for the last 4 years and then started my podcast about a year and a half ago.
Oh my gosh, you gave me so much information right now. Great information that I want to touch upon everything. Okay. So you mentioned blog and it's a lifestyle blog that you created. Let's talk about that. What is the name of your blog and do you still have that going? And I know you kind of said what inspired you. So let's start.
Yeah. There. So it's called The Lipstick Fever. I literally remember walking down the streets of New York with a coworker of mine and I was like, what should I call it? I'm like, I love lipstick. There's something about getting ready on a Friday night, just like go out with your girlfriends and putting on a red lip that just makes you feel more confident and just better about yourself. And so I thought that could be fun to work into the name. So that's really where the name came up. And I started it out sharing really all of the things that I love. So all of my outfits, beauty, lifestyle tips, kind of across the board. And yes, I'm still running that full time. So what used to be very much standard blog and website with like longer form articles has certainly turned into, you know, my main Instagram page and platform. So that's where I create content for brands that I love and work with them on collaborations and then share organic content on there as well.
Absolutely love it. Love the name too, The Lipstick Fever. I'm all about a bold lip. Just the fact that I'm not doing so much now, you know, because we don't go out, but love a red, love an orange and yeah, so perfect name there. And so you also noted you kind of did the big move based upon meeting your partner and then his job kind of moving you guys out. Let's talk a little about how you met that partner in New York. You know, I'm sure a lot of people would love to know how to find love in the city briefly. And then kind of, again, you know, we'll dive into London from there.
Yeah, I love it. So I met my husband out at a club, which really doesn't happen all that often anymore. I realized that we kind of missed the app craze. I think I had like downloaded Tinder, but I never used it. And so I met him out. So organically, we ended up kind of going on like a double date with friends that we had met that night. And then I just have been with him ever since. So.
Oh, you made it so amazingly organic to kind of be able to find someone in the city. I think it's almost a world of, you know, apps kind of finding someone there. And I'm not just counting that at all, because I have friends who found their match literally on Match and married. But I love that, you know, you met him at a club. Being out, you know, you can still meet people being out. That's how I met my husband too, actually at a bar. So,
oh, no way. I love that. I love that. It does happen. It can happen.
100%. We're vouching for that here. So perfect. So then his job kind of moved you guys to London and you guys made the move 4 years ago. Had you ever envisioned making such a big move like that? Had he, you know, what was it like?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I did not envision ever living abroad, but I did fall in love with Europe when I was in high school and college. So I had gone on a couple trips to Italy and I had been to Spain in high school. And I just remember I absolutely loved those trips. I loved the culture. I spoke a little bit of Italian in high school, and I knew I would itch to get back. But certainly I didn't ever think I would be living in London long term. And I had never been to London. So when my husband brought it up, I was a little bit shell-shocked at first. Mm-hmm. But then I came over and visited the city and you know, I kind of fell in love and I knew I could see myself living here. So we've been here for 4 years. Yeah.
That's amazing. That's a great opportunity. And you, I love how you just kind of jumped on it for that change and new adventure. Good to know though that you had also been to Europe prior, so you weren't like so unfamiliar.
Absolutely.
I could imagine myself just making the move without even have gone, but love that. So then don't want to dive off of this too far, but I do want to kind of know, you know, you were inspired to create a podcast, I'm assuming, called The Big Move Podcast based on this move. Can you kind of tell us a little bit about that and the whole inspiration?
Definitely. So when I moved to London, I started meeting women from literally all over the world. So other bloggers, content creators, founders of brands, skincare experts, just through going to events and going on meetings for my Instagram and my blog and for what I was doing for work. And I had always been a lover of podcasts. I remember when I was living and working in New York on my commute up Sixth Avenue, I would always be listening to The School of Greatness.
Yes.
He is such an OG, by the way.
That's one of the first podcasts I started listening to as well. So he is OG. Curious, while we're on the subject, what other podcasts? Because that I've been a huge podcast listener.
Yeah, I love it. I like the Goop podcast. I love the Skin Confidential Him and Her podcast. They are just amazing and they have the best guests. I love Hillary Kerr's podcast, Second Life. Those are my main ones, honestly, that I kind of have on repeat.
Love it. So then you were inspired by one being an avid listener of podcasts and then The Big Move meeting people. So sorry, I interrupted you there.
Oh, no, that's okay. So yeah, from there, I just thought I need to share these conversations that I'm having as a podcast and talk about these women and their quote big moves. So the podcast and the name was inspired by my move abroad, and it's really talking to different female entrepreneurs and founders and experts in their fields about their big moves. So whether they've lived abroad or moved different cities or they've launched the brand or the business, I think it's important and to talk about people's big moves and these big life transitions and taking these risks in life to just help motivate other people, honestly, in the way that I've been motivated by listening to these other podcasts. So that was really the premise behind it all.
Beautiful. I love your entrepreneurial spirit. Seriously, it resonates, and your podcast as well. You ask all the great questions, have great guests, and I'm just like so deeply entrenched in it when I'm listening. You're so calm too and collected. Love it, Em.
Oh my God, thank you. I appreciate your feedback, because as a host, like I was saying to you earlier, it's fun to be on the other side, because as a host, you feel this pressure to, you know, keep things flowing and not make any mistakes. So it's hard. So I give you two credit to be hosting a podcast. It's not an easy thing to do.
But thank you so much. I'm a completely opposite end from you though. I'm like kind of one of those loud, more like just keep going, not calm and collected person. But we're both doing it and we're loving it. So, and that's important. So with regards to the podcast and London and New York, like, I'm just curious, you know, now that you've been in London for 4 years, you were in New York for like over 6 years, what place do you love better? Like, what's feeling more like home to you?
Oh, that's a really hard question to answer.
Of course.
I really can't give you a definitive answer. I guess London obviously is where I'm established now, where I have all of my things, my apartment. I had my son here in the last year. You know, my husband is here. So, you know, London feels like my home away from home, certainly. But I always feel at home when I go back to New York, and I have a lot of friends and some family members. And then of course, just being on the East Coast in general and on the time zone, I, you know, inherently feel like I'm at home. So I guess both in their own way, to answer your question.
Gossipnista here. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I wanted to hop in here to ask that if you haven't yet, if you could please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast wherever you listen. This will help me reach more people and spread the word about New York City and those who love it. And if you want to stay up to date, be sure to follow at Gossipnista Podcast on Instagram. Now, back to the show. I am going to move on to our third segment here. Would love to essentially just ask tips for the audience on moving to London from NYC, which again, a huge move. So the first question here is, where does one even begin to prepare to move internationally? If you have some specific tips, that would be amazing.
Yeah, of course. So I think number one is start networking ahead of time. So just start putting feelers out there to your network, even if it's just talking to friends and family. Like, hey, I'm thinking about moving to X city. Maybe it's London, maybe it's somewhere else. Do you know anyone? Or if do you know anyone who lives there? Or if you hear of any job opportunities or anything at all pertaining to London, like, let me know. I'd love to just start like picking people's brain. And I think going into the second tip is reach out to your network and your maybe past colleagues. I did that on LinkedIn, and I was really astounded by how many just responses I got and people that were able to just be helpful and there for me. So I just put out like a blanket post on my LinkedIn of like, hey, I'm going to be moving to London. So I'd love to network with anyone's, you know, friends or family members that are maybe living over there, just to pick their brain in general. So not even necessarily to look for a job, because I wasn't quite sure what I wanted to do yet when I came here. But just to see what their experience was like. And then it's just a domino effect. So once you make, you know, that connection, and then maybe have like a, I don't know if it's a Zoom coffee date, or if you're able to physically go and take a trip, I think that's even better. So I was able to visit London twice before I actually did the move. So every time I came over, I would just set up coffee meetings, and I would meet other bloggers too. So I used Instagram and I just reached out to different London bloggers on Instagram to see if they would meet me for a coffee, just to talk to them. Just gather information. So you do really have to push yourself to put yourself out there. I know that it's not easy, but you know, it works out in your favor. And you'd be surprised at, you know, people that are looking to help. So, I can't recommend that more. I think the last tip would just be like, take it slow. It's not an easy thing to do, and it will take time to build your network. You know, I remember coming over here and just feeling like really alone at first. I was really craving connections with people, but I didn't have an established network here. My husband came over and he had an office to go to, and he had his full-time job. Not too much changed for him outside of, obviously, he was thrown into an entirely new city, but, you know, he still had that established, you know, job, the people that he worked with. So I didn't have that. I had to create that for myself and build it from, you know, the ground up. So it takes time. And it's not an easy thing to do. So just try to take it slow and like be easy on yourself there.
Love that. Those are some great tips. So networking is kind of key, you know, getting ahead of the game before you kind of get there, and then just not being so hard on yourself, you know, just take it slow. Perfect. And then more logistically, I guess, as well, right? Like, it's not an easy move to probably move your whole life's apartment over to London from New York. Little logistics like visas and things like that. Like, can you give us an overview of what that madness probably was like?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. And I have a lot of women that do reach out to me on Instagram, seeing that I was American and moved to London. Hey, how did you do this? Because it's not easy. So my husband and I, we were engaged at the time. So we moved over here together, but I was not on a visa. So I had two options, right? We were eventually getting married, of course. But secondly, I could find a job that would sponsor my visa. That is quite challenging to do. My recommendation to anyone who is looking to move abroad is see if your current company either has a London office, a London branch, or potentially would have you work here and sponsor your visa. Because otherwise, I did find it very challenging looking for a job and seeing if this company would sponsor you. So it's very challenging, but there are other options too. I've had friends that are American that have come over here for school programs. So you can get a student visa. And then I know that there are teaching programs that you can get visas for too. So certainly there are options, but I guess those would be my recommendations.
And those are very helpful. So thank you for those specifics. And so now you're in London and you've lived the London lifestyle for a while. And this kind of goes back to my earlier question, but how different would you say London and New York are? Are they the same? Are they like?
Yeah, I mean, they're similar and they're different. I think like both cities, you can live a very quote city life. So I live in central London. So whether you live in central London or say East London or Shoreditch, it can feel very synonymous with the lifestyle of living in New York City. You know, everything is at your fingertips. There's so much to do. You know, I don't have a car. I walk everywhere. So in that regard, it still feels very city-like. But at the same time, London is massive. Like London is significantly larger than New York in just size and like square miles. London has these huge, vast parks. And you can also live in a neighborhood that feels very suburban-like. You can have a garden and a patio and just a bit more space. I think the other thing I would say is like London pace is certainly a little bit slower in terms of like work, just slightly. So their work-life balance is a bit better. And I think that's across the board in Europe, but in London as well. So it doesn't feel as much of that like rat race that you have in New York City. So that's actually kind of nice because you feel like you can catch your breath. I mean, they work really hard over here, don't get me wrong, but it is a bit of a slower pace.
I'm loving everything you described with regards to London. Still the city life, but just a bit slower of a pace. And you can choose to, you know, have suburbia or more so the lifestyle that someone has here in New York. So amazing. And then, so with regards to finding a place, an apartment, was that difficult, easy in London? And then also cost of living, if you can kind of give us a gauge on that.
Cost of living, I guess is an interesting one. I think where I am in central London, the rent prices are very, very similar to New York. So high rent, but oddly enough, like food is cheaper here. I think food in general is cheaper than back home. In terms of finding a place, I think maybe not as stressful as New York and maybe not quite as fast where like you see an apartment and literally 2 hours later it's gone. But with that said, I think definitely still quite fast paced. You know, people are, and especially pre-pandemic, constantly moving and living here. So
comparable to New York, you would say,
yeah,
London.
I would say that.
You know, the lifestyle of living, cost and all that stuff. And like with regard to the apartment, you said it doesn't go off the market in 2 seconds, which is very true here in New York. Would you say the process for getting one is less stressful across the pond or the same?
I would say same. I don't know. I found it to be stressful in both places, to be honest with you.
Okay. A lot of paperwork then and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Same amount of paperwork and logistics.
Yeah. Would you recommend a big move from NYC to London? And you yourself, would you do it all over again?
Absolutely. I feel like it opened up my world in so many ways, just from the people that I've been able to meet across the pond to the travel that I've been able to do, having Europe kind of in my backyard. And I've just also been able to expand my personal brand and blog on kind of an international level, which has just been really, really cool to see, you know, audience-wise, just garnering more people that live across the pond that follow me, that engage with my content. It's really cool to see. So it's been an awesome experience, I think, both just business-wise and then just personally living over here with my husband and my baby. It's been an awesome experience. I definitely wouldn't take it back.
Wow, that is so amazing to hear. It's just like, you know, when you're meant to be somewhere, you kind of just continue thriving and living your best life. So that is awesome. London is recommended and approved here by M guys. As of myself, I'm feeling like I should go to London ASAP. You know, thank you so much, M, for sharing all this great information with regards to, you know, moving to New York and moving to London, your blog, the Lipstick Fever, as well as the Big Move podcast. Please tell us where people can connect with you and kind of be able to read up on all this great content, listen to your podcast.
Of course. So you can find me on Instagram at the Lipstick Fever, and my podcast, if you just go into Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, whatever, you can just look up The Big Move, or you can find us on Instagram at The Big Move Podcast.
Beautiful. Again, thanks so much, Em, for being on the podcast. Loved hearing everything you had to share. Before I let you go, I want to ask, I like to do this speed round. It's called a New York Minute, where I just ask a couple questions with regards to New York and you say the first thing that comes to your mind. Are you okay to play that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, perfect. First question is, favorite New York neighborhood?
West Village.
Favorite New York food?
Joe's Pizza. Oh.
Oh, that's an original. Favorite season in New York?
Fall.
Favorite tourist destination in the city?
The High Line.
Okay. Favorite non-tourist destination?
Ooh. Honestly, Brooklyn Bagel or any bagel shop, because let me tell you, I cannot get a bagel across the pond and it's painful for me.
What? Oh my gosh. That is good to know. Good to know. Okay. So treasure your bagels here, people. Yeah. Favorite holiday in the city?
I'm going to say Christmas.
Christmas? Okay, perfect. And then favorite New York subway line?
The 6 train.
Oh, you remember. Nice. Yeah.
Can't believe I remember that, to be honest with you. It's been a minute.
and that's the green line, right? You wouldn't know. I live here. I should know, but I don't know the colors 100%.
No, it is. It is green.
Perfect.
Yes.
And then so your favorite weekend getaway from the city?
Oh, I loved the Hamptons. Montauk was always fun. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, beautiful. And favorite New York park?
I didn't spend as much time as I should have in parks, honestly, and Central Park or anything. But I think going back to the High Line, I loved just like walking along, and the gardens were always gorgeous on the High Line.
Yeah, you're getting the best of both worlds there. You know, the high rises with the garden as well. So love it. And then one word to describe New York City?
Manic, but in a good way. So yeah, positive connotation on manic.
I love it. No, that's a good one. It's a different one that I've had too.
Perfect.
Number one tip on how to live your best life in New York.
Just go for it. You have to ask for what you want, I think, in life in general. And New York's the best place to do that.
Oh, you wrapped it up so beautifully. Yay. Em, you have been amazing. I love that you can give us two perspectives, a New York perspective, a London perspective, an all around amazing perspective. So thank you for being on the podcast.
You're welcome. This was so much fun. I love reminiscing on New York. So thanks for having me.
Thanks for tuning in to Gossipista. Your support means the world. If you've enjoyed what you've heard, please be sure to hit the subscribe button and share this podcast with your friends. Can't wait till next week's episode. Follow along on Instagram at Gossipista to get my latest New York happenings. But if you live and breathe New York City like I do and want even more, go to our website at gossipista.com, explore, and subscribe to our newsletter to get insider tips first. Lastly, if you have any questions and or scoop on the city, you can email me at gossipista@gmail.com. Until next time, you know you love me. XOXO, Gossipista.